This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We bring in now our National Baseball Insider, Seth Everett, to joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Hey, pal, how you doing?
Hey, my man. Good to talk to you.
I got to be honest, I am completely enthralled with this postseason. I know a lot of people aren't, and the ratings are down, and they're down in record numbers. But, and I think part of it is four-hour baseball games have to go. But, man, what an exciting series. A home team has not won a game yet. We go to Game 7 coming up tonight. We've had home runs. We've had guys carrying bats to first base. Guys one-upping them. Mike drops. We now had a manager ejected. We've had controversial calls. We had all this stuff going on. It's been exciting. How have you seen this?
The games have been... How do I phrase this? Let me think of the best word. There have been moments that have been classic, but the games themselves are too slow and too long.
Way too long.
And I think part of that has been, I think the storyline in Game 5 with Scherzer getting scratched was major. And then you throw in the fact that the Astros had a bullpen day, and that made it slower. Nobody can explain the mystery of Justin Verlander, so there's something that's not adding up. In two games now. So there's been question marks on all sides. Have there been classic moments? Yeah, absolutely there have been. But I don't find that the ratings have reflected that. And I don't think it's because of the markets. I mean, these are two pretty decent-sized markets. They're top 15 markets. So I don't know if you can equate it to that. I just think the games have been a microcosm of what baseball has become. And there's a perfect example is listen to John Smoltz talking about Juan Soto. Juan Soto plays the baseball the old-fashioned way.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because he chokes up with his two strikes?
Right.
Okay. All right. I didn't know that we were rewarding guys for that. And so that's been my perspective. Plus, I'm not going to lie to you, and we talked about this last week, the first two games I thought were in a cloud over the controversy involving – the front office of the Houston Astros.
Right.
And I thought the apology from their general manager, Jeff Luhnow, was awful. And then I talked to a couple of inside sources who told me that A.J. Hinch was really the person of reason there, and there's a chance that A.J. Hinch doesn't want to stay there, which if he wins the World Series two times out of 3 years and doesn't want to stay, what does that tell you about the kind of front office Jeff Luhnow runs?
Right.
So I just think the off-the-field drama, I kind of overshadowed the beginning of the series. And now, like I've said, a Game 6 is always the best game. The controversial call didn't seem to matter because the guy hit a home run right after it.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't make a difference. But at the same time, tonight, all I'm hoping is that it's not like the Game 5 between Atlanta and St. Louis or the deciding game between Washington and St. Louis.
The controversial call, you're right, it didn't cost them as the next batter comes up and hits the home run. But it's interesting in the sense that that call is highlighted in that game. When they started showing today, I was watching, it might have been either MLB Network or the Four Letter Network, one of the two, but they were showing him running to first base in the exact same fashion. And suddenly last night it becomes an issue.
Right. The only argument that I've had is, you know, we yell at the NFL when they call, you know, ticky-tack pass interference.
Correct.
You know, when you say pass interference is a subjective thing, and how is this not subjective? There is a rule in the rule book that says you can't argue that. You cannot argue interference. And yet Dave Martinez did, and that's why he got ejected. And I thought Joe Torre's explanation afterwards was pretty weak. And I'm telling you, I think that during the course of this series and during the course of the Sports Illustrated thing, I thought that baseball came up small because they had a chance to take a real stand, and they didn't.
Tell me, going into next season, what baseball needs, because I think this is well. That's just it. I think as exciting as the World Series for those that really enjoy baseball has been, I agree that there have been long lulls in which I could go wash my car in the snow and come right back and really not have missed anything.
Well, I mean, you know, I will tell you one quick story. I had a family issue, and I couldn't get to D.C. I was supposed to be at games 3, 4, and 5, and I couldn't get there. And, you know, here's a little inside broadcasting royal. If you have a credential and you don't claim it, that's really a no-no.
Right.
And so I emailed my friends at MLB, and I said, I just want you to know there's something, you know, precluding me from getting to D.C. I can't cover the series, but I didn't want the credential to go uncovered. And if that's a seat for someone else, give them the seat. You know, I think that's a professional courtesy. And I got a response, and I don't want to give the name of who I got the response from, but said, man, you've been tough on Manfred this year. And I said, sure. I said, well, I'd love to sit down and talk to Rob about any of the many issues that we've had over the course of the season. And he said, I suggest that you come to the office after the World Series is over and have a sit down. And I immediately thought that was an invitation to do my Sports with Friends podcast with him.
Mm-hmm.
And the response was meeting before meeting, then podcast. So I am going to have a sit down with Rob Manfred, and I'll be happy to tell you everything that, you know, that is not, you know, personal
right
information between the two of us. But I'd like to know, number one, how big a priority the collective bargaining agreement is. It's a year away, and a lot of people are saying the winter of 2020 is not the big winter, but I think it is because the union is bearing down and getting ready. Then there's the debate on Steven Strasburg, and I think we all have to look at that. He has an opt-out after his deal. He's having one of the arguably best Major League postseasons in recent memory, and considering all the offense in the sport, there's definitely something to do with Strasburg commanding top dollar. Plus Garrett Cole. The question that I will ask is, are there old-fashioned bidding wars for these pitchers, or do we see Dallas Keuchel and Craig Kimbrell all over again?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the compelling thing that I want to see in the beginning of the season, because you would have to argue, and I think you would agree, New York has to be in on one of them, right?
Right.
Like, you would think the Yankees are in on one of those guys. And the question then becomes, do we start to retread back? I thought it was fascinating that while the Padres are hiring the king of analytics in this dude, Jace Tingler, and I tell you, I've covered this sport for 26 years, I've never heard of the guy, but yet the Phillies only interview Buck Showalter, Dusty Baker, and Joe Girardi for their manager spot and hire Joe Girardi.
Right.
Why did the Phillies do what everybody else in baseball is doing the opposite? Where you're seeing Rocco Baldelli be the leading candidate for AL Manager of the Year, why are the Phillies not going with a young analytics guy? What was their method?
Mm-hmm.
And I think Joe Girardi is going to do great his first year. He'll do great his second year. They may even win the World Series, but he will be out after this contract because that act wears very thin, and you saw it happen in New York.
Right. The other question, what do you think about Ross in Chicago?
Well, somebody asked me if I call these guys puppets, and I don't. I have more respect for them, but I think that David Ross will be the same guy that Baldelli is in Minnesota or Council is in Milwaukee or Aaron Boone, Alex Cora, Dave Martinez, Dave Roberts, Torrey Lovello. Like, the list goes on and on about these young managers. And what the Cubs want to do is they wanted control. They wanted a guy that can relate to players. David Ross is certainly that. And they wanted a guy who's good with the media. David Ross is certainly that.
Right.
And a guy that will follow orders once the analytics tell you to map out, this guy's only going 4 innings, and this guy's only playing 4 days out of 6, and blah, 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 blah. Once you see all that, David Ross can execute that. So David Ross, I'll feel the same way about how I feel about Aaron Boone. Is Aaron Boone a great manager, or does Aaron Boone follow orders well? It's the same argument.
I like what, and then I'll get off this topic of managers, we'll move on, but I like what the Angels did, and I think they needed a good face. I think they needed a veteran guy. I think they needed a calming influence, especially with everything that's going on out there. I like the hire of Joe Maddon, but my question is this, does that, with all that they did and the success that Joe has had, does that really, with that roster, now granted they have Trout, they've got an aging Pujols, they've got some problems over there regarding their pitching staff. Does that equate to wins?
Well, we'll see. I think the big thing for Maddon was they had to take the storyline off of Tyler Skaggs. And I think the investigation that's gone on involving who knew that Tyler Skaggs was getting opioids, was taking opioids, and did someone in the organization help him get it? And from what I'm told, and this is just speculation, and thank goodness I am not on this investigation, but I have been told that very high-ranking Angels personnel knew about Tyler Skaggs using that stuff way before his death, and that was a very preventable death. And you factor that in, and the PR angle of how bad that can be, considering the opioid crisis in our society, the Angels needed to change the rhetoric, and I think that's what Joe Maddon does. There's a leaf blower. He just walked by. I didn't see him coming. What are you doing, man?
Always good, my friend. I'm looking forward to the end of this thing tonight. We'll chat one more time next week before the season comes to an end. We'll talk about the offseason. Also, it looks as if Christian Yelich's kneecap is great, so we'll get into that discussion as well, and then we'll talk more, okay?
Sounds great, sir.
All right, pal. Appreciate it. There you go. Seth Everett, our National Baseball Insider. Then next week we'll put a big ribbon on the baseball season before we get into the offseason, the general manager's meetings, the owner's meetings, and then also moving into the offseason of free agency as well. But Seth joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. They've been doing it for 80-plus years. All you got to do is call them, 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com. Quick Trip right now wants to get you involved in the Packers opening drive contest. Stop in. If you don't have your Quick Rewards card, get it. If you do have one, use it. You can buy some Johnsonville Brats, Quick Rebun, swipe the card. You're good to go. You're automatically entered to win. But you don't have to have a purchase for the details. But you can get some game tickets, $25 for every yard picked up on the Packers opening drive, plus bonus cash for a field goal or a touchdown. And today only, I had mentioned this earlier, today only, the pizza slices, the big pizza slices, $1.29 a piece. Oh, it fills you up for only $1.29. Not a bad way to go. And it's $2.50 if you are $2.60 if you want to go in on two slices, just to make sure you're full. You know what I'm saying? So there you have it. That's our friends over at Quick Trip. They bring you this portion of the Bill Michaels Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.